Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, the Little Mix singer Jessie Nelson has announced her twin daughters have been diagnosed with the severe muscular disease.
The girls have now been diagnosed with a severe muscle disease called SMA type 1. It is the most severe muscular disease that a baby can get. Well, it does affect every muscle in the body, legs, arms, breathing, swallowing. Over time, it kills the muscles in the body.
And Jessie Nelson announced the news on her social media, on her Instagram account, to share the news with her followers. And she said that she's going to be campaigning for SMA1 screening at birth after her twin baby girls were diagnosed with this rare genetic condition. Charlotte is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because, Charlotte, you've had your own experience of this.
Hi, yeah, and thanks for having me on, actually. So we had our little son, Ree. He was the king. he was the king of our little household anyway. He was definitely the rule maker, and he drove us for everything that we did for the time that we had him. Ree would have been diagnosed with SMA when he was 7 weeks old. So we would have been living in Cork actually at the time.
Okay.
And through our whole journey of his diagnosis and the challenges with such a rare condition and stuff, we made the move to Dublin, and we basically picked up our whole lives, turned it around, sold houses and all sorts, and made our way to Dublin to try and be closer to Temple Street and all the other services that are, I suppose, offered up here compared to being in the countryside in Cork and things. Ree was diagnosed at 7 weeks old, but unfortunately it wasn't a straightforward diagnosis. He would have kind of initially just got like a virus like RSV, which is like really, really common, ended up in hospital with it. And we thought like he'll be out in 5 days. That's what all the doctors were saying. And then unfortunately he just didn't really get better after it. It was like 2 weeks in and he was still struggling. They got us into a position where they could send us home, and then we got home. But I just noticed, I suppose, some of the stuff that a lot of people would have heard Jessie speak about him being sloppy and not eating very well. And I suppose they had concerns, so I brought him back into the hospital, and then they started looking at, like, I suppose, what is there a bigger issue at play here, and started investigating things. So unfortunately he was actually, I wouldn't say misdiagnosed, but they did think that it was something else and treated him for that in the meantime. And then we found out through further testing that it was SMA type 1 that he had, which was so devastating for us, so overwhelming, a really, I suppose, lonely place to be, and something definitely that I resonated with when I heard Jessie speak. It kind of takes you back there to that place. That kind of initial shock and just trying to process each piece of what SMA is and how it's going to affect, you know, our lovely little beautiful little boy Ree, who was like our third boy, and he just had completed our family and everything. We went to go forward with this treatment that they had only, I suppose, had only been approved probably, I think it was like 2 years before Ree was born, who had come about, and there'd been loads of advances in science and we had been told about it. But unfortunately, because he had received that other treatment, we weren't able to get the gene replacement treatment, which is what Jessie Nielsen's kids have got now. We weren't able to get that until Ree was 7 months. The thing about SMA is the sooner you get it, the better.
That's the difference. When you say Ree was diagnosed at 7 weeks, because that's something Jessie Nelson has talked about, the fact, you know, I mentioned she's going to start campaigning for screening to be brought in relation to this for young children and young babies. So was Ree screened? Is that, I suppose, how?
No, it would have been like multiple neurologists looking at Ree and looking at all these symptoms, and they were, you know, multiple things relate to different things and stuff like that. So eventually it was decided that, oh, we better just test for SMA just in case, I suppose.
It's the heel prick test, isn't it, Charlotte? Isn't that the...
No, so at that time it wasn't. It was nowhere near the heel prick test. So Ree was born in September 2023. So there was no mention. Well, I suppose it was mentioned that they were planning on putting it on it, but it wasn't approved or anything at that point. So we would have had to, he would have had a blood test that would have been sent to the Netherlands to be tested, and it took nearly 2 weeks to come back. And, you know, at all of those critical points, we realized that we were losing, you know, like Reeve was losing muscle tone. And once you lose muscle, then you start to lose nerve. And then once the nerve dies, there's no coming back from that. There's no bringing the muscle back. And that's the last that's irreplaceable when it comes to SMA. So that would have been sent off and stuff. So they approved, obviously, in I think it was like November or something, that they would bring it in on the heel prick test, but it's not part of it as of yet. And that's the same, I suppose, reason why Jesse is speaking about this, and why we've all spoke about this, and why in anything that we've done publicly about Ree, like we would have started a GoFundMe campaign about Ree. Just because of our move and our struggles and everything, trying to get a house that was appropriate for Ree and all these needs and everything, because we fought so hard to give him everything he deserved. But like that would have been, like we would have always said throughout that campaign that like this needs to be shared. Like this is something that like if it's discovered in the heel prick test, which is done at the newborn stage, and just say like within 2 weeks of them being born at worst, like that. We've seen other cases, so many other cases where they've received that treatment earlier and they've pretty much been normal children. There are other families that have had a child with SMA in Ireland and then they knew it was a possibility, so they were tested early for it. Their child has received the treatment, and that second child, even though they're, you know, are SMA type 1, they're living a perfectly normal life. They're hitting milestones.
So got the benefit of getting the test, as you say, you know, when in that early stage or those early days is crucial, Charlotte.
It's so critical. It's so, so critical. And like the challenges that Ree faced because of all that, and like how things just, you know, unfortunately, like Ree got the treatment, but I suppose we don't know for certain because Ree's the first person that the treatment actually failed for. But I suppose the reason for us is that what we believe is that, like, you know, too much had happened. He had lost too much and the treatment wasn't able to kind of bring him back to a strength then. So unfortunately, we lost him then in October.
Oh God, Charlotte, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely devastating. And it's,
of course,
you know, but like, it's just, you know, we've always fought so hard for Ree, and you know, you always have other families and other children in mind, like, and that will, I think, forever be a part of us, that like you just want the best chance for those kids, and like there's no need, the pain and the suffering and the, you know, like not being able to walk is one thing, but like there's so many other challenges that comes with SMA. And I know that another one of the parents is on the line as well.
I was just going to say that, Charlotte, just as you mentioned, Stephen Lennon is going to join us as well here on the line. And Stephen, look, I know you're listening to Charlotte, and when you heard Jesse Nelson's video on social media, like this is something that resonates with you and your family and your daughter Nellie. We have, I suppose, it's been approved in Ireland, but not yet implemented. So what would the impact be for you if we had this test at an early stage of birth?
For me, like, you know, obviously, you know, we know it's in our genes or whatever, myself and my wife Priggy, but I suppose to even think that families would have to go through what Charlotte and Ree had to go through, and you know, not have to, you know, something that's approved, you know, and kids can literally, what, you know, be, get the treatment at 2 weeks, and then they can, like, there's probably, you know, what are we, 2023, so we're 2 years, is there one or two kids a year, so one or two kids a year that are not walking because they're not implementing a heel prick test. Like, that makes no sense to me at all, because, you know, the impact on our family here, like, we have Nellie who's 10 years of age, but, you know, we're full-time carers, as Charlotte would have been before Ree passed. And, you know, your whole life is around the child that, you know, and they're the focus, as Ree was in Charlotte's house, and Nellie is in our house. They're the, because they need so much care and attention.
Just explain the impact of SMA, you know, on Nellie, Stephen, for listeners.
So Nellie's a bit different. She was, there was no treatment when she was born. The treatment was in test stage. She was a bit too old to have she was too old to go on the trial at the time. But she got it when she was about 2 years old after we did some campaigning to get it for her. So we got her the treatment at about two, but she lost a lot of muscle tone at that time. as well. So, you know, she went through the RSV, all the a lot of pneumonias, and that made her a lot weaker. So, you know, she can't sit up on her own, you know, and now she's gotten a bit older. My dog is barking.
All right, Stephen.
Nellie's 10. She's in it. You know, we're well looked after by the HSC. She's in a wheelchair. She drives around the house. She has a great time with her sister, and we're very lucky to have her.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, it's just a massive amount of work to keep the show on the road with the kids if you literally wait till 6 months, you're probably looking at a severely disabled child versus a child that could be walking, which is just insane to think that that's the difference. But like, if you think
that's the difference from this test, if it's implemented, what would you say to the health minister in relation to this? Because like we have said, and we know when Charlotte mentioned it too, Stephen, that the test has been approved. It seems to be just waiting really for it to be fully implemented.
Yeah, I don't understand why it wouldn't be, because you're literally talking about families that have kids that end up, you know, without anything wrong with them. Or, well, listen, they're probably going to have some health issues if they have SMA type 1 and they're still on the treatment. I don't even know. But the reality is that the difference in the quality of life of those children that even have been born since this was approved, it's just like the question you'd have to ask is, why is it not approved? Why is it not implemented at this stage? Because, you know, you could have kids kicking a football or kids that, you know, need 2 hours of care in the morning to get them up and get them into a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
It's unbelievable. And Charlotte, I suppose just finally, that is a message that I'm sure you too would support.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. And I think throughout like Rhys' life, and anytime, like, you know, you spend extensive periods in hospital, you know, even 2 months at a time, you know, where you're separated from the rest of your family and you're there. And sometimes you kind of become, you know, you're still fighting. And myself and my partner, Elliot, have asked these questions throughout, like, you know, all of Rhys' life when we've been in hospital. We're like, you know, when is this happening? Like, why is it not happening? You kind of, not like, you know, like holding people down, but just, you know, you're speaking to the consultants and the people that are involved in this and things, and you're, you know, asking why isn't this happening. And I suppose like what we've, like the only bit of information I've been able to get is that the infrastructure that they need for the testing, for the labs, I suppose, for this specific type of testing is all tied up within the new hospital, this ever existing date for this new hospital.
And well, look, we can certainly ask the Minister and the Department of Health and the HSE in relation to that. Is there an update, Charlotte? You know, after talking to yourself and Stephen here today on the programme. And look, there's going to be a lot of, I suppose, you know, discussion around SMA and children and screening off the back of Jessie Nelson sharing her own story so publicly as well. Stephen, listen, thanks a million for getting in touch. And Charlotte, you too. And look, take care of yourselves. And again, our condolences on the passing of little Rhi only 3 months ago. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.